to ViralCast, MovieViral.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, managing editor for the site, and today I'm here with two members from our forum, Corey and Matt, and we're having our summer movie preview Members Strike Back episode here. So we had our summer movie preview a little while ago and got some good responses. We also got some of our members were a little riled up from some of our comments on movies and things we neglected or passed over. So I brought two people from the forum to kind of represent these guys. So here they are. I'll first introduce Corey, as I'm sure some of you know from earlier podcasts. How's it going, Corey?
Everything's going fine right now.
And then Matt, how's it going?
Everything's going good.
All right. So first month of summer is May. And what do you – let's start with Corey. What's a movie that you want to talk about based off what we riffed on?
Let's see. I forgot what movies are coming out in May.
Well, we got I'll give you the big releases because I don't have the limited yet. X-Men Origins, Star Trek, Angels and Demons, Terminator Salvation, Night at the Museum, Drag Me to Hell, and Pixar's Up. Those are the big ones.
The big ones. I wouldn't say Drag Me to Hell is a big one.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's anticipated, I think.
Not at all. Well, let's see. We got Terminator Salvation, Night at the Museum, Drag Me to Hell. And, did you say X-Men's coming out?
Yeah, the X-Men Origins.
X-Men should just say leaked origins, you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think that's going to be? Do you think that's going to affect the box office?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
I think the leak is going to have a positive effect on the box office.
Mm. Yeah.
Because when I watched it, it made me want to go see it in theaters.
Yeah, I can see that kind of effect having, like, you really want to see this in its true form, you know, in the big screen.
I mean, before the leak, no way I was going to watch it because I hated X3. But I watched the leak and, wow, this is actually a good movie and I want to see it in theaters.
Very good. Yeah, I don't know, it looks interesting. I mean, you're right, you know, X-Men 3 really kind of dropped the ball.
You can't kill Professor X.
In the after credit scene.
Right. There is signs that he wasn't really dead, or it was a little interesting, but I don't know if they were ever.
Yeah, he changed into his brother's body or something.
Something like that. So you guys as excited about Star Trek as all of us were?
Yes. Yes, you very
much. I'm excited, and I really hope it does go to box office.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope it'd be nice to see. You know, more sequels and stuff. I know they're already working on the sequel for it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be really nice to see Star Trek, the entire series, becoming, like, really, 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 really popular again because this film, like it says in that stupid TV spot, that this isn't your dad's Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your dad's Star Trek, but in a sense, it is your dad's Star Trek because it follows the first crew.
Right.
It's a new light on it, and it's up to date. It's got Chris Pine and the guy that plays Siler.
Right.
And Heroes.
Yeah.
So was Batman Begins your father's Batman?
No.
My dad hates Batman.
No, you're right. Those commercials, and they had a couple more TV spots that came out in the last day or two, and it just seems like they're really kind of pushing the whole action, cool thing, and it's a little annoying because I mean that one trailer they had with the epic music behind it and everything was just it really just had a certain tone to it that was just amazing, and then they kind of throwing it away with these commercials. But
yeah,
and add into the fact that all the Star Trek stuff that I've seen, it doesn't really center on action, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but
it centers around the story, right? Not popcorn.
Yeah, but I think they're gonna try to do a nice mix of each. It'll be interesting to see. How they balance it.
I think they're just throwing out all the action flicks so it can like appeal to the female audience. Oh my god, Chris Pine's doing kicking ass.
Yeah.
We gotta go watch it now.
Taking his shirt off. Yeah, you gotta see Chris Pine taking his shirt off. But
you need it too.
So I already got my ticket for I'm gonna see it Thursday night, and I know that Matt said that you're gonna be able to.
When does it come out?
It comes out May 8th, but May 7th they're doing early showings, and then Matt also got an early showing, right?
Yeah, 3 days early.
Right, so he'll be able to give us a little little review beforehand, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, hopefully he'll keep it spoiler free, like his epic Terminator Salvation destruction, which,
Yeah, so what do you guys think out of I know David from the forums was bringing up the question of which movie is going to make more money, Terminator or Star Trek. His bet was on Terminator. What do you guys think?
Terminator.
Really? Terminator's going to make more money, but Wolverine's going to be Terminator.
Yeah, I think that's how it's going to go. Like,
really?
I think. Well, I don't know if he's talking overall. Like,
yeah, just like overall box office. Overall box office.
Okay. Well, I thought we were doing opening day.
Well, we could do both.
Worldwide.
Right.
Worldwide, Terminator's got it, but domestic, no contest. X-Men is established already.
That's interesting.
And the most popular character from a very popular series getting his own movie.
I wouldn't put too much behind. I wouldn't throw away Star Trek. I think Star Trek could pull it out.
Yeah, I think
Star Trek's a wild card to me.
Yeah, because it could go either way. You're right. I could see it going both ways.
I mean, it could flop or it could be
Watchmen.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be tough to tell because you're right. Because I mean, there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, with Terminator, it's pretty solid. I mean, you kind of know what you're getting. You're going in there just to see some. You know, robots and humans fighting each other, and it's, you know, established actor, maybe not so much of an established director, but at least an established actor. And then X-Men, you're right, you kind of know what you're getting. It looks a little bit more high quality than, well, not a little bit, a lot more high quality than the X3. And so people kind of know what they're getting, and these are established things where Star Trek has an established thing, but the whole point about this new movie is that they're changing it. So, you know, is there enough? And the Star Trek fan base has never been a huge moneymaker. If you look at the past, movies, then you'll see that they haven't made that much money. So,
well, there's one main movie that we're ruling out of a lot of box office talks.
What's that?
And it's Up, Pixar.
Yeah, I mean that's a movie I think that's a little bit like has Star Trek thing problem too, where I can see it going both ways. I mean it's Pixar, so you know it's established.
Yeah,
it's Pixar. It's guaranteed to make money and win an Oscar.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, you know what Jack Black said, right?
What's that?
Like at the Oscars, he said, "I take all the money I make from doing DreamWorks animated movies. I bet them on Pixar at the Oscars."
Nice. Yeah, I mean, and it's just because they're established. I mean, they've yet to do a movie that hasn't made money or wasn't at least partly, that wasn't good quality. So, I mean,
it's hard. WALL-E had Best Picture buzz going on for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was some talk about that. So, yeah, they've always been established. I mean, even movies that you don't think necessarily are going to be good movies end up being like, I didn't watch Ratatouille for about a year or two, and I thought, oh, it's a rat. It's a movie about a rat. Who cares? But then you watch it, and you're like, well, this is actually really good. So. That's kind of how they are, you know.
Yeah.
And Night at the Museum is just – I think that's just going to get killed.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it has a certain draw. I mean, you look at the movies in May, and I can see they're skewing up age-wise. I mean, you're looking at X-Men, which is a little more established, I think, although there could be kids. Star Trek is a little bit more older. Angels and Demons is definitely older. Terminator is older, and, you know – Drag Me to Hell, you know, it has. Yeah. I think you're gonna see.
Drag Me to Hell got PG-13.
Yeah, but it's still skews teenagers. Older. It still skews. I mean, yeah. Night at the Museum is for families, and so there's no other movie in May that really tailors to families except for
Terminator Salvation.
Until Up, and so I think it'll probably once Up gets in the picture, it's Night at the Museum's gonna tank. But I think for that first weekend, it's gonna have a solid box office.
Well, kids love Wolverine.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. Well, first of all, that's 3 weeks before that, so that's one thing. And then
kids love Wolverine, teens love Wolverine, and adults love Wolverine.
Yeah.
No way it can't succeed.
No, you're right. It's gonna make a lot of money, but I think that it's not gonna necessarily inhibit Night at the Museum's box office because it's 3 weeks ahead of time, and then also it's really tailored to families. Night at the Museum is.
And everyone wants to take their. And everyone wants to take their dog, everyone and their dog with them to go to see the fucking PG movie with Ben Stiller in it.
Exactly.
Well, the first Night at the Museum wasn't very good.
I know.
Yeah.
So
it was all right.
This one.
Little kids aren't Robert Ebert, though. So.
Yeah, so they don't care. It's not about that. I mean, it made a lot of money and people like it, so It's a family movie. That's all. That's all that really matters, people. So which, and now out of these movies, which do you guys? We talked about this in the, in our podcast. Which of these movies do you think is going to be the best?
Really?
Quality wise.
You gonna do this?
Yeah. What do you think?
Right now, Terminator Salvation.
Hmm. What do you think?
It's just
X-Men.
What? So why do you say Terminator?
Because for one, I'm a huge fan of the Terminator series. Like, I was so mad the other day I couldn't find Terminator to watch legally.
I have both on DVD.
And, yeah, well, you want to send me it, that'd be cool. But, I was just, because I'm just so stoked for finally seeing the war that was meant to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's going
to
be awesome.
I'm just finally excited to see that. I'm excited. I cannot picture better John Connor as Christian Bale's the perfect John Connor.
Yeah, I wasn't a really big fan of the. There's a certain appeal, I guess, to the kid that played him in Terminator 2, but I haven't been a really big fan of the previous John Connors. So yeah. To see him kind of being like a badass is cool.
Yeah, and well, it's Christian Bale, and they have an amazing cast. I mean, Sam Worthington.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I can already tell he could probably get a best supporting nod because just from the trailer alone, it's just simple. I mean, it's just Christian Bale knows how to pick his roles, even though he tells people to fuck off when he gets a script. He knows how to pick his roles.
Do you
It's just.
Does McGee worry you at all?
Yeah, I haven't. This is what I'm going to do. This is going to be the first movie I judge McGee on.
Hmm.
I haven't seen anything else he's made.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you always need the right material. I mean, if you look at the movies he was given, I mean, there's only so much you can do if you're picking certain movies.
Well, it has Nolan, it has the Nolan brothers writing it, so.
Yeah, so that definitely helps.
That helps a lot, yeah.
Well, there's one thing about McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's just full of lies.
Really, huh?
I mean, yeah, he said... Don't. James Cameron gave him his blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, James Cameron didn't do that.
James Cameron didn't even talk to him. He said, if it's R, it's R, and they're obviously cutting out stuff to make it PG, like the Moon Bloodgood scene we've all heard about.
Yeah.
And just random stuff, you know? He just lies about everything.
It's tough. I mean, a lot of people lie. I mean, look at Michael Bay and how he lies, but...
Michael Bay's a horrible liar.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Michael Bay just doesn't want his stuff to get leaked out. He's trying to keep Transformers 2 secret, you know?
Yeah, it's impossible, though.
Because, like, I went into Transformers, the first one, knowing exactly what was going to happen.
Mm.
And it just destroyed the experience for me. So now I don't even know the basic plot.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, five of them going around right now.
Yeah, you never know. All right, let's go ahead and move on to June. So the movies, the big movies that June are: Hangover, Land of the Lost, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, Year One, and then Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen. So was there anything? What do you guys? Any movies you're really excited about?
The Hangover looks really, really funny.
Yes, that looks really good.
That looks so hilarious.
Yeah, and I'm actually the most excited thing I'm excited to see. Of course, Transformers 2. Other than that, it's Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a sucker for Denzel. I'm sorry.
I know Scott was mentioning in the forums how he plays the same character all the time.
Because Man on Fire is the same guy as John Q.
Well, a lot of you'd be surprised. Like, there's a great, I think I posted on there too, the YouTube video of Matt TV where he's playing the same guy. You know. Remember the Titans and all that stuff, and he plays a lot of the same kind of, like, the guy that you trust, like the guy that he played in that last one where, not last one, but the one where the black kids, and he was like, that one that
the debaters,
yeah, the debaters, that one, and it's like, you know, he's always playing,
he's always
playing the same kind of guy.
Well,
now he does, I mean, there's things like Training Day and stuff like that, so there obviously are times where he branches out.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, but And so, yeah, I saw the trailer for that. I don't know. It looks interesting to me, but I'm not as excited for it. That's the same day that Moon comes out, though. So I know that's a movie that you're kind of excited for, right?
Is that going to be a limited release? Or
Moon is, yeah.
Damn it. I really want to see that.
It looks pretty.
I don't know. Awesome. Like I didn't. I mean, I heard Alex and Peter on Slash from the first showing. They were talking about it, and I was like, "Noon, that sounds stupid." You know, because like the only reason I read about it was because it had Sam Rockwell in it, and Sam Rockwell's side in the Iron Man 2. So I figured, you know, might as well just read up on him and figure out, you know, stuff. And then I saw the trailer, and I was blown away. I was completely blown away.
Yeah, it looks
like I. Yeah, this is going to be one. This is my opinion. It's going to be one of the most underrated movies of all time, and not just 2009. Because it's going to be a limited release. I mean, to me, this movie does not need to do good at the box office because it's already done good.
Right.
Production wise, it's going to be a brilliant film. I can already tell.
Well, there's two things that I really love about Moon. It's the 2001 vibe. And it's a one-man cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Space Odyssey.
The only thing is
I can't remember the last time I saw a movie with a one-man cast.
Yeah, it's pretty much just I Am Legend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even one.
Well, I Am Legend had the girl and all the
Yeah, technically it was not one, yeah. I mean, it's hard to do. It's almost impossible to do a one-man movie. And I'm not.
I know, but there's literally only two characters in this besides the robot.
Yeah.
It's him, and it's the other one is him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at. I'm not a big fan of 2001, actually. So, I mean, this looks like a more. Like an actual story, which is nice, because 2001.
This looks more realistic.
Well, 2001 Space Odyssey was not even like a straight story. It was just a bunch of random crap. And so, I wasn't a big fan of that. But this one actually looks like it has a straight story, even though it's. Obviously, it gets a little odd at the end, but it definitely. I think it succeeds where 2001 fails. And so, that I'm really excited to see that.
When I saw the robot in there. I just got a straight-up 2001 vibe.
Yeah, you can definitely tell that's what they're going for.
I mean, and I love the vibe of 2001, mm-hmm. but the movie could have been executed better.
Right.
Which is – I think this is what Moon's going to do.
I just think Moon's – Moon is the perfect space movie because everyone eventually loses their mind in space.
If you're by yourself.
And yeah. It's just –
Especially if you're by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so cool how he's so calm, he's so collected, and then he goes on one little thing, just one small incident, completely changes his life.
Yeah,
it's brilliant to me. I mean,
yeah. So we'll
see. Like the whole,
yeah, we'll see how it turns out. I definitely want to see that. I'm sure they'll have something playing near me, but
something playing near me called the internet.
All right, are there any other June movies you guys want to talk about?
Transformers?
Yeah, there's one I want to talk about real quick.
Okay.
Year One.
Oh,
this movie is going to bomb.
Well, yeah it is. I can tell.
It does not – everyone – when I went to go see Observing Report, mm-hmm. everyone in the theater was laughing at Observing Report, but they straight-faced Year One the whole way through. Hmm. I mean, and it's a pretty big budget, I think.
Yeah.
This is Jack Black and what's his face?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
probably going to be the first Avatar movie that doesn't make any money at all.
What other movie did he make that sucked?
Walk Hard.
Yeah, that sucked too. That sucked hard.
Yeah, the
I like the music in it, but you know.
Yeah, I know they've been fighting to try to get the PG rating on that. So
they got it.
They got it. Oh yeah, that's right. They got it. But I don't know. Like it's. There's only so much you can really do with that concept, so I mean, it's kind of limited in that way. But I don't know. And it's Harold Ramis, who's a pretty good director, but you know he kind of has hit or miss too. So
yeah, every director.
I cannot wait for Ghostbusters 3.
That's a while away, but that I'm excited for that too.
They're gonna start production in around 2 years, I think.
That's all. No big deal.
That'll be sick.
I've been waiting for Ghostbusters since I was like 4 years old.
Yeah, because the second one does no justice whatsoever.
Well, I like the second one. I mean, it's not obviously the first one's the best, obviously, but it definitely has its moments in the second one. I like the second.
I am the gatekeeper. Are you the game master?
I can't believe Rick Moranis wouldn't even lend his voice for the game. Like
he won't.
Yeah, he was like too. He was because he's retired technically, but like you know. He played a part in some animated film, like that bear, that Country Bears movie, I think it was, and yet he wouldn't come back for this. What a douche!
Is Bill Murray coming back for it?
Yeah. Well, all the guys did the voices for the game, And but for the movie, I think all the main guys are coming back. Probably not Rick Moranis, obviously, but I imagine not. From my understanding, from what
Everyone's coming back.
I think everyone's coming back. They're not the main guys though, because it's like a passing of the torch.
Well, there's like you've played all the Ghostbusters video games, right?
No.
Like the old ones?
No.
Not at all, man.
I've played them.
I like how you just made it sound like it was like the most common thing ever, like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, no, but what about when him? I played them, like, it seemed they had something against Winston. Because, like, in every single game I played, there's only one that actually had Winston.
And that's interesting.
I think is he in the new one?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Because I can show it to you real quick.
You're talking about the black guy, right?
Yeah, Winston.
Yeah.
The black guy.
I like him. He's like my favorite guy.
They had something against... Like they had the something racist. Against black people, you know?
They're racist.
Yeah.
It's
not Ghostbusters.
It's what, Busters? No. They, no. Well, it's like affirmative action. It's like, we have to get a black guy in here. But let's not put him in any of the games. People won't notice. man, imagine that movie with Eddie Murphy. Just that's gonna probably bomb the worst.
He's making a new movie.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Just I don't trust anything he does anymore.
How much did Meet Dave make? Like $8 on you?
Yeah.
Now Norbert actually made money though. And Norbert wasn't very good either, but that actually made money.
I laughed at Norbert.
Really?
Norbert.
Yeah.
I never actually saw it. That's just not my... I'm just tired of Eddie Murphy. Like, unless he goes back to doing his, like, Beverly Hills Cop-style comedy, I'm tired of him.
Oh, they're remaking that.
Yeah, I know, but...
Have you seen him in...
Who knows when that's going to happen.
Have you seen him in Dreamgirls?
He was great in Dreamgirls. I'm like, I was pissed he didn't get an Academy Award nomination.
I mean, he was amazing in Dreamgirls, yeah. But then he just goes and blows it by doing... All these stupid comedies.
Yeah. No, he was... I mean, there's a lot of great performances in that movie, and he was definitely one of the best. I mean, when you see him, especially at the end when he's breaking down, and all, it's, oh, man, he was so good in that movie. Yeah, because he has that range. You see that. I mean, I liked him a lot. Like, obviously, Beverly Hills Cop is, like, his prime example of his... That perfect combination of the action and the comedy, and to see... It'd be nice to see him go back to that, if you know, assuming that all works out, that whole, you know... They're working on it, but let's see if it works out.
Well, I think Brett Ratner's directing the new one, Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Yeah, I think.
It's a sequel. I don't think it's a remake.
No, yeah, because he's supposed to come back. Eddie Murphy's supposed to come back for it. Yeah. So, because the third one was not that great. the first two were pretty awesome, but the third one was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we got a...
No, go ahead.
When's 2012 come out?
That's not until November.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
We mentioned that in the last podcast a little bit. Let's go ahead and go to July then.
Transformers.
You guys want to talk about it? I thought you were all like, I don't want to talk about it.
Transformers.
More than meets the eye. I don't know. That's obviously going to be, I think, the big box office for the... Something.
Transformers is going to make $2 billion at the box office this year.
It's gonna make the most out of any movie. Easy.
Yeah. Optimus Prime dies in the world and it makes $1 billion.
It's gonna make more money than Dark Knight.
It's not.
No, it's not. I can guarantee.
It'll hit $500 million.
I can guarantee you it will not make more money than Dark Knight.
Okay.
Dark Knight was a phenomenon. There's no way Transformers 2 is gonna make it. No way.
I don't want to get mad on this Joker right now.
it's easy. Kill the Optimus Prime.
Simple. Transform into... No. I
want to see a magic trick.
That failed me again, Starscream.
But I like... I don't know. I don't know if I'm as stoked as I used to be now. Because I just realized it's going to be nothing but giant robots now. And I don't like that. I want a little bit of human interaction in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the first one was great. It was great eye candy, but I don't know if, the story was a little weak, so we'll see.
I think they're having too many robots in it at once.
That's going to be a problem, yeah. I don't know, we'll see how they play it out.
Like, I mean, it'd be really cool if they had, like, Starscream came back and Devastator. That'd be fine enough for me, because Devastator is huge.
Just give me some Megan Fox, I'm happy.
Yeah, no.
That's all I need. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to July then. So some of the big movies: Ice Age sequel, Public Enemies, Bruno, Love You, Beth Cooper, Harry Potter, The 500 Days of Summer, which is a limited release. A couple of crappy movies coming out the 24th, and then Funny People.
We'll see.
Public Enemies, I mean, we mentioned this in the last podcast. Public Enemies seems like if any movie during the summer is going to get Academy Awards, it's probably going to be Public Enemies.
Yeah, Public Enemies is going to do good.
Yeah, that seems like a good
one. Bruno's going to be the best movie out of all these.
Probably going to be the funniest. I don't know if it's going to be the best.
I loved Borat.
Yeah.
I hate Borat.
He's polarizing.
I loved the little Bruno segments from the original Ollie G show.
Mm.
And it's just going to be great. I mean, you saw the trailer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be. He's a polarizing actor, and so it'll be. See, that he's always going to have that kind of effect on people, which is why he's so popular.
And think about this: Borat only opened in 1,400 something theaters, and it still made $20 million in the opening weekend.
Yeah, it's something where he has a lot of followers and. It's definitely in a good spot there because the only thing it's you don't really have like a really good raunchy comedy coming out before that or right after that, so it's in a good spot to make some good bank because the only thing it's directly up against I Love You, Beth Cooper, which I imagine will probably fail in comparison.
Did someone on the forum already see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Was it good?
It was funny. It was kind of like Superbad, but not quite as funny. It was that same kind of mentality where it's like, oh, one crazy night of high school kids doing something. it was funny, but it wasn't like great. And there were some plot issues and stuff, but the fact that you see Hidden Panettiere almost naked, it's kind of cool.
Well, there's something about the Ice Age movie that's really bugging me.
What's that? That they made it?
Regal Cinema is threatening not to show it in 3D.
Okay.
And Regal Cinema is the largest theater chain. And
where are they?
3D showings obviously make more money than the 2D ones.
Right.
So if Regal doesn't show it in 3D because Fox won't pay for the glasses or something.
Oh, that's right.
Then I don't see this movie being a success.
I mean, the first two didn't come out in 3D, so I mean, it definitely.
I know, now that they're advertising 3D and people go to a movie and it's not in 3D and there's an extra $3 they're not making,
That adds up, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, again, a lot of things come into play in this and the fact that it's in a great spot if you're looking for family movies because there's nothing coming out in the weeks before or the weeks after until Harry Potter. And so it has the potential to make money just because it's some kind of family movie. But you're right. I mean, I think that now, especially because 3D is starting to become a lot more kind of standard, that's becoming an issue. And you're seeing a lot of that kind of pull from either side on this where, they're trying to up-convert everything to 3D, but then there's all these issues about who pays for what, how much do you do? So, I mean, we're in a really kind of trial time for this kind of thing. So, but I think it'll still make some good money. But you're right; it's gonna make it, that alone will make a big cut in its profits.
Yeah, it'll at least subtract around $5 million.
Yeah, it's gonna feel it. It's gonna feel the pain.
And then Pixar is gonna get even more money this year because they're releasing the Toy Stories in 3D.
Is that this year?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're going to have the Toy Story 3 trailer in front of it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's in the fall sometime, right?
Yeah. I got the release schedule up here.
Yeah, it's
October 2nd.
I actually want to see that because the Toy Story 2 is a great film. I mean, the Toy Story is obviously good, really good, too. But, I mean, I love what they did with Toy Story 2.
Toy Story is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that was the first movie that Pixar had ever done, when it was the first real kind of full-length computer animated film, and yet it was still such a quality film. That's just that says a whole lot about Pixar. You know, they didn't just go, "Hey, let's just throw up some crap for an hour and a half." It's like, let's make an amazing story, and then and do it. So that says a lot about Pixar.
What are we, DreamWorks?
Exactly. Is anybody excited for this 500 Days of Summer? I keep hearing little things about
yes,
this.
Yes, I am very excited for this 500 Days of Summer.
I don't care for it too much.
I care for it because I'm a very big fan of Zoe and the other guy, whoever he is.
Zoe Deschanel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She can't act.
Aww. Yeah, she can.
Just, no, she can't.
Don't use The Happening The Happening has like a whole – like the whole – M. Night Shyamalan has this kind of like – way of just making people suck.
He sucks the
talent out of you.
No, not in.
She was terrible in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No, she wasn't.
I liked her in that.
She was.
I loved her in that. That's what made me love her.
Colon 3.
The only thing M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong did was that I like is Unbreakable.
You didn't like Sixth Sense?
Hated that movie.
What?
It's overrated.
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Senses.
Whatever. It's one of the better films of all time. There was you know this movie that's coming out. Just on a side note, sorry. State of Play, that movie that's just coming out this week.
Oh yeah, about the newspaper thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see.
One of the things that really made me mad is I just saw a commercial for it today, and they advertised a twist so big you won't see it coming or something like that. I'm like, don't advertise that crap because it's
like the skeleton key did.
Yeah, it's like if we're expecting a huge twist, it's not going to be that exciting. One of the great things about Sixth Sense twist at the end is that you weren't expecting a twist at all, and that's why they pulled it off so well. I mean, if anything, I think the Sixth Sense can be said to be the perfect example of how to pull off a twist. So I find it so gimmicky to just be like, by the way, we have an amazing twist at the end.
What was the twist in Skeleton Key?
The girl, she was helping take care of this old guy. And they had to transfer the old guy's soul into her body or something. It was just really, really stupid.
Doesn't sound that great. I didn't see it. So.
It was just terrible.
All right.
On to August.
Yeah, it's going. I mean, Funny People. Does anybody want to say anything about Funny People?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think that says something about the film. Okay, so August has some interesting things. We got G.I. Joe. We got District 9, obviously, is a big one for us, probably. Inglourious Basterds. And then the one that Scott was all excited for, Halloween 2.
Paper Heart comes out in August, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, August 7th in limited release.
What's Paper Heart?
Yeah, what is that?
It's the movie where Michael Cera plays himself.
So, like, every other role?
It's, like, fictional. This one girl, like, going on a journey, and then they fall in love or something. It's this real-life girlfriend.
Oh.
What?
That looks really... That sounds then, really bad.
And then they got Taking Woodstock.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that really bad.
Well, I haven't even heard anything
about
that.
I love Ang Lee.
What's this about?
It's like...
You guys can't even explain what it's about. It's about Woodstock.
It's like...
Is it about...
Yeah, it's about this guy who founded Woodstock or something. Hmm.
It's this guy, he's trying
and
to...
Pay. Like. And it, like, deals with the guy trying to get rid of over a drug habit and try to come out of the closet and everything.
Interesting.
Like a typical Ang Lee movie.
Yeah, Ang Lee is a good director, so...
Would they go on to be the Joker?
Yeah, exactly. So are you guys excited about G.I. Joe at all?
No.
No.
It sounds like it's such a great idea. Then you look at like all the pictures and all the news. It just doesn't. It's not that exciting anymore.
Yeah, the new Bob Rodriguez movie is gonna make more money than G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, the new Robert Rodriguez movie actually looks
shorts?
Pretty good for a kids' film movie.
Yeah, shorts. Yeah, well, I mean, it's so funny how Robert Rodriguez can do that. He can make these movies like The one
Grindhouse.
Yeah, Grindhouse, and then he makes, you know, shorts or the 3D
Spy Kids.
Like, he has such a crazy range. Yeah, Desperado was a great film that he did. Desperado is one of my favorite films of all time. So he has such a great range. So and this kids genre seems to be something he's been really good at. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that makes more money, which is sad. And obviously District 9 is the big movie for us, I think, coming out.
Keep a lookout for the trailer.
It comes out on my birthday.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, so you'll be turning 13. yeah, we've got to be looking for the trailer. Supposedly, I mean, because David said something about maybe it actually was being attached to Crank, but I've been hearing.
I mean, they might not show it at the midnight screening, you know?
Yeah,
true.
That's what I was thinking, too. But it's I haven't heard anything about it yet, so we got to keep an eye out. That should be coming out anytime soon.
When I went to see Dark Knight, I didn't get a Watchmen trailer, and everyone else did, so.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how the trailer just works.
When Star Trek. What movie was Star Trek originally attached to?
Cloverfield?
Yep. Yeah, no, but when they had the first real trailer. No, it was Casino Royale.
No, it was Quantum Solace. Casino Royale.
That's what I mean.
Like 3 years
ago. You know what I mean. The Bond movie. it was attached to the Bond movie, and I remember I went to see it, and I was like, I'm so excited for the Star Trek trailer, and they didn't show it at my theater. I was so pissed. So who knows? So we'll see.
It's like seeing Beowulf for Cloverfield, and they're not showing it.
Exactly. Oh God. So we'll see. And obviously, we've been following the bar on that a lot, and.
Oh yeah.
So hopefully the trailer will shed some light. We talked about the footage that they had shown at Show West, and that sounded like it looked pretty awesome. So we gotta keep an eye out for that. Inglourious Bastards. I mean, I'm pretty psyched for this film. What do you guys think?
I'm not
really.
Not at all. Is it because it's
Quentin Tarantino or what? Is it because it's Quentin Tarantino or is it just because the look of the film?
Yeah, both.
I don't know. And we mentioned this in the last podcast that it kind of is a movie that, Quentin Tarantino is a director who just kind of polarizes people. Some people really like him, some people don't. So,
only Quentin Tarantino movie I liked of his was Pulp Fiction.
That's a good one.
You didn't like Reservoir Dogs?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
No, you guys say that's really
Tarantino. Cool. The thing about Tarantino is with me. Mm-hmm. He's very hit and miss. The first half of Kill Bill, Kill Bill Volume 1,
right.
is great.
Right.
But I didn't like Volume 2. But that's because it was split up and edited down and everything.
Yeah, Kill Bill was, I really liked that too. And you're right, I think it lost a little bit of something in the second one.
And Death Proof, just terrible.
That's a movie for me I find really interesting because I loved Planet Terror. That was really cool. And I think they should have reversed the films in Grindhouse because then you have all this action, then all of a sudden you're watching Death Proof and it's just talking. It's just talking, and then finally they have like a really cool. I mean, the chasing at the end almost makes up for all the talking, but not quite. But
the only thing I didn't like about Death Proof was that. You spend half the movie learning the first group of girls, and then you just kill them off, and then you go on to another group of girls, and you don't even hardly get their names.
And it's frustrating because of all that talking. You know, like, here we are spending all this time with these guys, they're talking a lot, and then you kill them, and then here we have to talk to these other guys. It's like, there's no sense to the talking, and that's what makes it worse. I mean, it's one thing if
you... And Stuntman Mike had a stupid car in the second half of the movie. I hated that one.
The chase was cool, though. I really liked the chase. But
didn't even have the skull on it.
Yeah, like I said, I think it should have been first out of the two movies because then it would have, it kind of leads you up into the whole thing. But when you watch this really action-packed Planet Terror film, then all of a sudden, this kind of like barely any action Quentin Tarantino film, it's like, it's a little frustrating.
Just talking.
Yeah, it was so much talking. That was the only thing I noticed. And it's kind of it's kind of interesting, but it's like at the same time it's like it's not going anywhere. So you're just kind of like, okay, when's the good stuff happening?
It's build up for a 30-minute sequence that has no effect on the rest of the movie.
Yeah, it's a lot of craziness. I love the trailers though. The fake trailers were amazing.
Yeah, that was the best part about seeing it in the theater.
Don't. Oh, so good. And the
I want Nazi werewolves of the SS.
Exactly. The I love the one with the Mexican
guy. Machete.
Machete. Yeah, I heard they were trying to make that into a real film.
They are. It's going to be a direct-to-DVD trilogy.
Awesome.
Nice.
Can't wait. Okay, back on topic. So, I think we got all the big stuff. Is there anything else in August or in general you want to...
Halloween 2.
Huh? Are you guys excited for Halloween 2?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see how Zombie does the whole maskless thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people can say that it's a defining part of the character, but to me, the defining part is how he acts, and I just want to see how good it is without the mask and the new one.
Hmm.
And the first picture of him in the hood came out. Like, you heard about him being hooded for some of it, right?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Well, the first picture of him in the hood looks great, you know?
Right.
It's like Darth Myers.
Yeah. Zombie's he has definitely has some talent, so, I mean, I'm not too afraid. It'll be a good film, I think.
I love Devil's Rejects, and I loved House of a Thousand Corpses. So
I like Devil's Rejects more than House of a Thousand Corpses.
I know, I did too, but I still love House of a Thousand Corpses, just because, like, it's just so fun. You know?
Yeah, that's Zombie for you. That's how he does it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, one of the questions David had was, what do you think is the most underrated film of the summer? I know Corey mentioned Moon.
Still sticking with it.
What do you think, Matt? What do you think? I almost called you Ian. What do you think? Out of all the films that come out, what do you think is like the one that people aren't really thinking much about, but it's going to be one of the better ones?
The Proposal.
Really?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, man.
I don't know. It's a romantic comedy with. I mean, I like Sandra Bullock and all of it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, we got
Ryan Reynolds. The only good thing Ryan Reynolds has done in a romantic comedy is definitely maybe, and that's probably on the top five of my most favorite movies of all time.
I like him in Van Wilder.
Waiting, Just Friends.
That's not a romantic comedy.
No, you're right.
That's not a romantic.
No, you're right. Yeah, I mean
he's.
Go ahead.
That's all I need.
He's a very funny man and definitely maybe, and he still doesn't do perverted jokes at all. He's a single father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful.
It's so beautiful. We totally didn't really talk about...
One movie.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
There's one movie that I think people are underestimating. It comes out the same day as Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same genre of movie. Final Destination Death Trip.
Really?
It's 3D, and it's going to have heads flying through the screen at you.
That sounds stupid.
I mean, tell me you don't want to see that.
I'm not spending, $13, $15 on that. Thank you very much.
I mean, you've seen Final Destination 2, right?
Yeah.
Picture that part where the log goes through the windshield.
I knew you were
going out towards you, and then they got the head just fly over, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
who's directing it? Eli Roth? Mr. Gore? Mr. Horrible Director?
Can
we go into the rest of the year?
It's David R. Ellis. I don't
want to go into the rest of the year.
Well, it's summer. It's not, we'll do a fall preview later.
Yeah.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
There's only 3 months of fall.
I did want to mention this though, and I know, but Green Lantern is being made and is filming in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I heard that Clark Kent's gonna have a cameo in it.
Really?
Who? Clark Kent.
That'd be interesting. Well, there's talk about Chris Pine maybe having the role.
Yeah, I think he is the role.
That'd be cool. I think
his best role was in Smoking Aces.
That's pretty badass.
Who? Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Who
do you play?
One of the Turner brothers.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the crazy...
He looks different.
Yeah. I'll have to watch that again.
There's one thing I want to talk about, too.
Go ahead.
The crazies. the remake of the George Romero movie.
That looks good.
Oh, yeah.
They filmed that in my town, and I met Hitman.
Did you meet Romero?
No, he's not filming it, but I met Hitman, dude.
Oh, dude.
I met Timothy Oliphant, or whatever his name is.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
When's The Crazies come out?
September 25th.
Yeah, it's summer. That could be considered summer.
If you want to push it. Well, that's the same day The Surrogates comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I'm not seeing.
And a couple weeks earlier, they got Whiteout, which I'm really, really excited for.
What's that about?
It's about Kate Beckinsale.
Nope.
All right. And she's in Alaska.
Nope.
And there's a serial killer out there.
Nope.
And
go ahead.
There's a serial killer out there, and, like, she's stuck up in Alaska and everything, and so she has to find the killer.
Shit. That sounds so bad.
That does sound bad.
I know, but it's based on a really good comic.
Okay. That makes it all better.
Like, I'm here. I say, your flight's been delayed. Oh, hey, you want to go look for some murderers? Yes, I will be there. I will accompany you on this mission.
Oh, man.
No, but she actually has to do it before, like, she gets
turned to a
killed
pumpkin.
By the murder.
That sounds even stupider.
Best film ever. Okay, so one thing that we kind of skipped over, I just want to go over that again. Angels and Demons. I mean, are you guys...
We don't care.
I care.
I think it'll translate better to film than Da Vinci Code. I think I mentioned that in the last podcast.
I watched a little bit of the Da Vinci Code.
Did the book Da Vinci Code have the same story as the movie?
Yeah.
Like the guy running around? Because, like, from what I hear, it's, like, just facts and stuff.
Yeah, well, because like the Da Vinci Code, there is stuff, like, they are moving around, so but it's not a lot of, like, plot, really. It's more about the past and about this information and about... I mean, it's a lot of great information, but because it's a book, so it's easier to do that. Whereas Angels and Demons, I felt, had a lot more. Definitely has a lot more action in it, and it's more of like a straightforward story. There is definitely some cool background stuff and everything, but Da Vinci Code was a lot more about the background. So
yeah,
so I think
that's like Batman Begins and then The Dark Knight, like Iron Man, then Iron Man 2, just getting ready for the big stuff.
Well, no, I mean it's more like in terms of just the information you learn about. Because like they're not really related, the Angels and Demons and Da Vinci Code, as far as like the stories,
mm-hmm.
The stories aren't related. Like they're completely different stories. So the one in Da Vinci Code, and actually Angels and Demons is a prequel, except for in the movie they're making it as a sequel. So they're having it take place after, but in the books it takes place before. They're completely different stories. So it's just, but these things are about things from the past. So like Da Vinci Code is about, you know, Jesus. It's about things from, that are – so they go through all this stuff, and it's really interesting, but it's not technically part of the story. It's just it helps you understand what they're doing. So Angels and Demons still does that a little bit, but there's a lot more actual action going on. And there's kind of like a deadline thing too, that there's like a ticking clock thing, as they call it.
Yeah.
Well, there's something coming out this year. It's going to blow you out of the water.
What?
Jennifer's Body.
I've heard
about that. Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, you get to see Megan Fox's boobs.
That's always nice.
So I'm seeing that movie.
When's that come out?
September the 18th, and it's written by Diablo Cody.
Don't know who that is.
She wrote Juno. I follow her on Twitter. All right, I think that we kind of got our bases covered. Set the record straight. Mm-hmm. Let the members talk back a little bit.
Can we talk about a couple more movies?
Like what?
Avatar.
Now you're really going.
When is that?
We're sticking to the summer, guys.
I don't even know that.
You let him talk about 2012 last time.
Well, because we follow it in the viral. That's why. So we gave an exception, and plus we didn't talk about like six movies from September like you guys did. we know you want to talk. We'll do a follow line. We'll get into the stuff, especially because we'll have more information. We'll see some more clips. We'll be able to have a better.
And we'll have more movies to talk about because more movies will be announced.
Yeah, so we'll have a lot more information, a lot more stuff that we can go off of. So
dumb.
I think that we got the good stuff now. All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining me.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yep.
that's pretty much it for us here at Movie Viral.
For more podcasts, go to movieviral.com, your number one source for Movie Viral news.